Scientists say they have created a partly man-made bacterium that can produce proteins not found in nature. They say this new life form could eventually be used to produce novel drugs. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
Scientists at the Scripps Research Institute near San Diego have been working for years to build this new semi-synthetic bacterium. 3 years ago, they announced that they'd added two more letters to its genetic alphabet. In addition to DNA's familiar A, T, C, and G, they added man-made components that they call X and Y. By doing that, Floyd Romsberg and his colleagues had invented a new way to store information in DNA and expand the language of life. Now they report in the journal Nature that they've engineered those bacterial genes to read that new code and to use it to assemble proteins that contain man-made parts.
Proteins have become hugely important for drug discovery. Proteins are now being used as drugs, protein therapeutics.
Examples include insulin, antibodies, interferons, and enzymes. In fact, Romsberg started a company a few years ago to develop potential new medicines. He says the company has been able to grow these partly synthetic bacteria in huge vats.
They, in fact, have done large-scale fermentation, and we get very, very nice yields, very high protein purity.
He says there are still plenty of kinks to sort out, but they're making good progress. One feature of this new system is that these germs need to be fed the precursors of the X and Y components, as well as synthetic amino acids, which are the building blocks for the artificial proteins. It sounds like more extra work.
There's actually an advantage of having to do it this way.
And that's an issue of safety. These engineered bacteria are part of a new frontier called synthetic biology.
I think synthetic biology, by its very nature, scares a lot of people because you're sort of playing with life and trying to optimize it to do new things. And a lot of people say, hey, wait a minute, that seems like it could be dangerous. What if they escape into nature? And I think that's a significant concern. I think people should be worried about that kind of thing.
But because his organisms need to be fed man-made starting materials, he says they can't survive outside the lab.
We've done lots of experiments where we take the organisms and try to get them to grow and replicate in the absence of being provided those raw materials. And they can't survive. They simply die.
Now, people have been creating other sorts of synthetic DNA for several decades. For example, Stephen Benner at the Foundation for Applied Molecular Evolution in Florida pioneered some of these efforts and, in fact, inspired Romsberg's early work.
This is all over the place in diagnostics and medicine and materials, so that if you have, for example, HIV, it's quite likely that your viral load is measured using synthetic DNA with extra letters that we invented.
There, DNA with new letters is built right into a diagnostic system, but it's not used in a living organism to produce novel proteins. That's the step forward reported in the latest study. Benner, who is developing his own version of this technology, is dismissive of his rival's latest paper, but he's also eager to push forward, along with Romsberg, into this potentially powerful new branch of synthetic biology. Richard Harris, NPR News.